Hey, everybody, this is Ben Mitchell, and I'm going to be your host today. I'm super excited to be with all of you. Today, we're going to pick up right where we left off last time and continue our discussion on traps to avoid in the precious metals industry.
Hey, guys, I'm David Mitchell, founder and CEO of Tradeway. What if God himself gave you a blueprint for how to handle your money? Well, the Bible is a practical book. Let's dive in and see what it has to say about wealth, about risk, about leverage, and about investing, and uncover how trading in the stock market can be a powerful tool for moving towards your biggest goals. We're so happy you're here. This is The Word on Investing.
Just to briefly recap, point number one was watching out for the big name endorsements. There's lots of reasons why that could be a big red flag. Point number two was watching out for the specific verbiage on their website, such as things like, we're the number one rated metals dealer in the world, or something like that. Point number three was avoiding the bait and switch. Even if they have some advertisements that look phenomenal, just be prepared that that's most likely to get you on the phone and to divert your attention to something else. Okay, now number four, and this is another really important one and one that's easy to catch if you know to look for it. And that is if you go to a website of a large precious metals dealer and they have, you know, all the coins, all of the bar options you could ask for. But as you click on their product pages, you start to notice there's no prices published. There aren't prices anywhere on the website. Maybe the spot price is up at the very top, but there's no retail value for any of these coins that you're looking at. And perhaps in place of something like a price, it'll have something like call for price or something along those lines. When you see that, beware of the fact that the only reason they're doing that is so that they can get you on the phone to give you the runaround, just like I described in the last point, in explaining why you need to be buying their commemorative coins or their collectible coins instead of the gold eagle that you're looking at on their website or the gold maple leaf you're looking at on their website. That's all it is. It's merely a sales tactic to get you on the phone with their salespeople because they know that some of the tactics they use are going to be effective the majority of the time, and you might be their next victim, at least in their eyes. Well, I don't want you to be their next victim. So if you see a website, especially if it's on the website of a big name dealer that says call for price, there is zero reason why they shouldn't be able to publish their prices, especially if they're big enough to have some kind of big name endorsement. Again, like we talked about in point number one, zero reason why any precious metals dealer out there can't publish their prices in real time. So that's a major red flag for me, and I want you guys to be watching out for it. And finally, number five, I want you guys to be aware of the kind of tactics that they use when they do get you on the phone. Let's say hypothetically, you do need to call a dealer for whatever reason. Maybe you're genuinely interested in seeing if you can get the price that they're advertising on a particular coin. That's fine. And when you get on the phone with them, just be prepared for the fact that they are going to then unreel a number of fear tactics in order to get you scared into purchasing maybe a certain amount or a particular product that they really want to push on you. They'll exploit anything from market conditions to economic turmoil to geopolitical things that are happening across the Atlantic Ocean, things going on in the Middle East, things going on, wars that are happening, things that are happening in our economy. Maybe it's an election season. Perhaps we just got some news from the Fed that inflation is worse than we thought, that it's going to be prolonged. Maybe they have to raise interest rates again, and now we have concern of another recession. You're going to be hearing all of these things like clockwork as you're on the phone with these precious metals dealers and as they are working toward getting you to purchase the thing they want you to buy, a commemorative or a collectible or something like that. So be aware that they are going to be using a lot of these facts that are happening around us as fear tactics to get you to purchase quicker and to kind of insert this fear-induced urgency into the equation to get you to act quicker. Now, listen, some of these things may very well be the case, but that should not affect your investment decisions, especially when you're trying to decide what's best for your family. If a dealer is operating honestly, they know that what they're offering you is a reasonable investment, something that makes a lot of sense that people have used to diversify their portfolios for centuries. So they don't need to sell it to you if they are trying to. If they are trying to use all of these fearful economic reasons or geopolitical reasons or things surrounding some of the wars that are happening in order to get you to act quicker, maybe purchase more than you originally wanted to, or to purchase a specific product they want, avoid that dealer. Avoid the person that you're talking to because there's no reason why a person needs those things incorporated into their decision-making for gold and silver. It's simply not necessary. As the consumer, you should be able to go to their website, even talk to a support agent, without ever feeling like you're being sold to, but rather just getting your questions answered and knowing how to make the purchase, make the investment that is best for you and your family. It's as simple as that. And if you're talking with someone that's overcomplicating that process, that may be a red flag that they're trying to sell you something that's actually not best. Well, that's it for today, everybody. But if you want to learn more, and specifically about this topic and even who Tradeway recommends as a solid dealer to purchase from, check out tradeway.com/metals dealer to learn more about how to avoid these common sales traps we've been talking about and bad business practices in the metals industry. That's tradeway.com/metals dealer, all one word. We'll see you next time.